You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Tom Hanks, Alec Baldwin, Bette Midler. Those are some of the big stars landing on Broadway this spring season. And even before the stars come out, a number of other shows are drawing attention. Here to talk about what's out and what's ahead are theater critics Elizabeth Vincentelli from The New York Post and Adam Feldman from Time Out New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Hanks, Baldwin, and Midler seems like a particularly star-filled season on Broadway. Is it? And are big stars really the best way to sell a show?
Maybe it's a little more star-driven than we've seen in past years. It's hard to think of any big productions that are coming up that don't have some kind of star name attached to them. Even the meat and potatoes shows, there are new plays coming up, for example. There's a new play called The Nance, and that stars Nathan Lane. There's a transfer from Lincoln Center called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, and that stars Sigourney Weaver and David Hyde Pierce. I think more and more straight drama on Broadway relies on having at least some big name attached to it in order to sell, because frankly, in past seasons, even really good shows that didn't have any star name attached have not done as well as people have hoped.
In the next couple of weeks, previews begin for several highly anticipated shows, including Breakfast at Tiffany's, Kinky Boots, and Matilda. Are you looking forward to any of these?
Oh, very much so. I mean, Matilda comes from London, where it's a huge hit. The show already comes with a, you know, kind of built-in reputation. Kinky Boots also was done in Chicago, I believe, last year, and also comes with a good reputation. They've been working on it. Very intrigued by the idea of Cyndi Lauper writing a musical theater score. And actually, I like the idea of, you know, there's more and more pop rock writers making that transition. There's a new musical called Hands on a Hard Body that has a score by Trey Anastasio from the band Fish, of all bands. a band not known from its pop concision. so that'll be interesting to see how he can work within a narrative frame like that.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to Kinky Boots. Cyndi Lauper is one of my favorite pop stars of the last 30 years. I think that she really has a special quality and a kind of New York-y heart that might go well with musical theater. But it's hard to predict these things. The fact that Matilda was a big hit in England doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to like it. The English have a very different sensibility about musical theater than we do. And frankly, I don't think that they get it a lot of the time. and a lot of shows that were big successes or that were at least accepted as okay shows in the West End come here, and we end up shrugging and saying, what the heck were they thinking?
Except for Billy Elliot.
There's always Billy Elliot. Is there anything of interest happening off Broadway?
I recently saw a quite interesting show by Jesse Eisenberg, who you may know from the Social Network.
Right.
Who's written a play. It's actually his second play. And he cast himself in the main role opposite Vanessa Redgrave. And this is in a tiny 180-seat off-Broadway theater. And it is so surreal, not always in a good way. And I had this thought going through my head as I was watching. I was like, what's next? I can't wait for Seth Rogen and Judi Dench. And I
Maggie
it's
Smith.
It's going to be incredible. Maggie Smith and Jonah Hill. It is just a bizarre. It's not a show that's good or bad. It's just this odd UFO in the theatrical night sky.
Well, right now we're in a bit of a valley in the theater season. The theater season picks up in a big way in March and April in advance of the end of the Tony eligibility season. There are still things that are worth seeing. There are a lot of things coming up that I'm excited about. I saw a little show that was off Broadway recently, doesn't have any stars in it at all, that I thought was very touching, a show called From White Plains, and it's at the Signature Center in Midtown. It's a rental, so it's in the studio space of the Signature Center. And it's a little show with four actors. They developed it together with the playwright, who is also the director. And it's a play about the aftermath of anti-gay bullying in high school. It takes place 15 years or so after a high school bullying incident. And it involves the now grown-up characters, one of whom has written a screenplay about it. It's playing through March 9th, I think, at Signature Center. And if you like a smaller scale thing that doesn't have Alec Baldwin in it, then, you know, I think this is a nice one to check out.
Theater critics Adam Feldman from Time Out New York and Elizabeth Vincentelli from The New York Post, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.